Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
This weekend, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction happened, and our man on the scene, Sal Cerencioni, is, on the scene with us right now. Good morning, Sal.
Well, you said you'd been paying me. Hang on, I'm going through. I think you shorted me this year.
Okay, we'll check on that.
All right.
How you doing, dude?
I'm doing good, John. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. As long as I'm playing Roxy Music in the background, they were one of the bands inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Overall, how many of these have you covered? Because I think you've been there since the first one.
No, this is the 24th one. Oh, okay. So I've missed 10. I missed the first 8, I think, and I missed 2 in Los Angeles and 1 in Cleveland. But yeah, 24. So next year will be 25.
Oh, good for you. All right, so now let's get to Roxy Music. All right, Brian Ferry. Who else from Roxy Music showed up?
So in addition to Brian Ferry, it was guitarist Phil Manzanera.
Great guy.
Horn and reed player Andy Mackay, and then their violinist and keyboardist Eddie Jobson. Brian Eno did not make it because, I quote, he did not want to disrupt his carbon footprint.
What?
No joke.
Okay.
Wow. And drummer Paul Thompson.
He could have walked.
Yeah, he could have walked. and drummer Paul Thompson has arthritis and he can't really play, like he would like to. So he did not show. So it was Brian Ferry's solo band that backed him. And they rehearsed and they did a great job. And if you're a Roxy fan, you want to check out the HBO telecast on April 27th because, as Phil Manzanera told me after the show, that was probably the last time they will ever perform.
Wow. Wow. But Brian Ferry's going out on the road on his own.
Yes, Brian is going out on his own. So, you know, you'll still get to see the singer of all these songs, but the band itself, probably no more.
All right, let's move on to the Zombies. I found it odd that Susanna Hoffs was the person who was, you know, bringing them up on stage. It just seemed like, you know, they're old enough to be her grandfather, right? What would she know about the Zombies?
Well, you know, she is 60 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, she's preserved well.
Very, very, very well. And, if Tom Petty had not passed, he may have been the person to induct them. He was a very big supporter of trying to get them into the Hall of Fame, loved their music, played them on his radio show. But Susanna, yeah, she grew up on their music, has always loved them, and I think it was like Ann Wilson last year with the Moody Blues. I think, you know, she might have just said, hey, if you need anybody, I would love to do this. And
wow.
So they gave her the job, and she delivered a great speech. So it's definitely worth checking out.
All right. Now you've been through these. You know, what we see on HBO is nothing like what you see the night of the show. How long did this go on?
It wasn't as long as it normally is, John.
Oh, that's good.
This was good, yeah. This ended a little before 11 o'clock, probably because they didn't want to pay the New York City Union for this to go past on it.
All right.
But, you know, we've got to see what's going to happen now on HBO because, you know, the order in which we see it, they sometimes edit it and move things around. Mm-hmm. So where Stevie Nicks opened it on Friday night, she may close it on the telecast. I don't know. Probably not. I'm sure they'll still leave that as the way it was with Def Leppard closing. But all in all, it was pretty smooth. The speeches were not overly long. Joe Elliott was the only one to speak on behalf of Def Leppard, so that cut out 4 of the speeches. Brian Ferry, same thing with Roxy Music. That cut out 3 other speeches.
Mm-hmm.
The Cure, I think they had 9 guys show up, so if they were able, we'd still be there. So only Robert Smith spoke, and as a result, the performances were longer, so everybody got to do a minimum of 4 songs, if not 5 and 6.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what about Stevie? She had some interesting special guests show up for her.
She did. She dug out one of the old ex-boyfriends, Don Henley.
Uh-huh.
He came out for Leather and Lace. She, of course, introduces the song by saying, now, there's going to be a surprise guest, but I'm not going to tell you who. And so, okay, she goes into the song, and you're figuring, okay, it might be him. And it was. And he just waltzed out, did it, and waltzed right out, and probably was back on a plane before the show even ended. And Harry Styles, who inducted her, he came out and he did
his impression to Tom Petty.
Yeah.
How was he in that? I mean, you know, that's an interesting part to take on.
Yeah, no, he was good. You know, it's not as gruff and as perhaps laid back and southern drawly as Tom Petty, but he did a good job. Yeah, she likes him. They've duetted before a couple years back. She's been a fan and a supporter of his, and I guess when the Rock Hall folks said, hey, how would you like to have Harry Styles induct you? It's like, okay, well, why not? You know, it gets his audience to check me out. It gets younger people to tune into the HBO telecast. So I guess it's a win-win for everybody.
All right. And what seems to be the most interesting speech of all came from Def Leppard.
Well, Joe Elliott, he was, like I said, he was the only one to speak. And so what he did was he kind of gave a timeline of the band, talked about the highs, talked about the lows. And some of the lows were, you know, sadly, the death of Steve Clark, Vivian Campbell having cancer. But when he got to talking about Rick Allen losing his arm in the car crash, well, Rick welled up, got very emotional. Mm-hmm. The audience gave him a huge standing ovation. Joe had to sort of stop for a second, go over and hug him. It was really touching to see. Rick was very, very moved by that. And but Def Leppard, they were happy to be there. They were asked about it backstage. You know, here you are for, if you will, a lifetime of work. But, you know, you guys are still in your 50s and still playing. You're still out there. And so in a way, it's a bit of irony. But they were very gracious. And they, like I said, on Friday night, they closed out the show. I'm assuming that's the way it's going to be on the HBO telecast. Brian May inducted them. And then later on, Brian May also took the stage to perform with them.
All right, so what was the high point of the night for you?
Well, I guess, you know, for me personally, I really thought the Roxy Music performances were great. They sounded tremendous. The Cure sounded great, too. But, of course, Def Leppard closing out the show. And then for the finale, years ago, John, you know this, there would always be this jam session. That
right.
was never organized. It would just, you know.
Or it just happened.
Yeah, it would always be Johnny B. Goode, Twist and Shout, and whatever other rock and roll standard there would be, right, that everybody knows. But this time, Def Leppard did their four songs, and then they stayed on the stage. Brian May came out. He plugged in the guitar. Susanna Hoffs came out. Rod Argent, Colin Blundstone from the Zombies, your buddy Steve Van Zandt came out. And then Joe Elliott took the mic, and he introduced his buddy Joe Ian Hunter. And they all did All the Young Dudes, the Mahoople song,
Whoa.
Together. Now, it turns out that Ian Hunter was across the river in Hoboken rehearsing for this Mott the Hoople tour, which starts tonight in Milwaukee. He was here in the studio with me last week, and I said, so are you going to be there? He goes, well, there's been communications, but he goes, I don't want to go on the record about this. So we shut the mics, and then he said, you know, the truth is, yeah, they want me to come over, but I'm preparing for this tour. They're closing out the show. It's probably not going to be till 11 or midnight. I no longer drink. I don't, you know, it just right. like, but I guess Joe convinced him otherwise, and he got him to come over, and it was great. And I'm sure Ian loves the fact that he was able to do that.
Oh, well, look, this was great. Thank you for the insight. So the 27th is when this shows up on HBO?
Yeah, it's on HBO. HBO everything. It's on HBO. Okay. HBO Go. HBO Now. HBO On Demand. And then, April 27th, 8 o'clock.
And then there's no avoiding it for the next 30 days. Every time you turn on the screen, it's like, oh, okay. They're back. Well, Sal, thank you so much. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you in a year.
You got it. And start sending me the money again.
Okay.